oil futures moved lower Tuesday, and cash FedCal trade remained undeveloped. Agricultural producer sentiment weakened in October, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of November. Cattle futures lost steam after early support Tuesday as grain and soybean futures continued to gain and traders awaited weekly cash direction. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents higher. Kansas City wheat futures were up mostly 9 to 11 cents, and soybean futures closed 22 to 28 cents higher through August of 23. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.02 lower from 70 cents to $1.32 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower, except for a nickel higher in August and $2.37 higher in new away April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $150 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and $152 to $153 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $240. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.02 lower Tuesday afternoon at $262.63 a hundredweight. Select was $1.73 lower at $232.73. I didn't have any results from trendable weekly Tuesday auctions with much volume to report at press time. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at Hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices edged lower Tuesday ahead of the Fed's next interest rate move. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 79 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 97 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.51 to $1.84 higher through the front six contracts. Agricultural producer sentiment weakened again in October, as measured by the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It declined 10 points from the prior month to a reading of 102. Both of the barometer's sub-indices also declined. The Current Conditions Index dipped 8 points to a reading of 101, while the Future Expectations Index dropped 11 points to a reading of 102. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, concern over rising interest rates grew once again in October and is adding to the unease among producers who are worried about its impact on their farm operations. Additionally, he explains challenging shipping conditions throughout the Mississippi River Valley have hampered exports recently, and the corresponding widespread weakening of corn and soybean basis levels could be contributing to heightened unease about financial performance. Producers' concerns about their farm's financial performance were one of the primary drivers of weakening sentiment in October. The Farm Financial Performance Index fell 13 points to 86, reflecting producer concerns about high input costs combined with weaker commodity prices. Looking ahead to next year, more than 40% of producers viewed high input costs as their top concern. 21% said it was rising interest rates. 13% said lower output prices were their top concern, and another 13% said it was input availability. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted between October 10th and 14th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of November. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.